Okay, since it should be very short introduction, then I will not tell much about some details or I don't know explanations what I'm doing, but I will be very much happy to discuss this stuff afterward with like everybody who want to discuss and to talk more into details and find some collaboration. So please, I joined this Slack channel, and if you want, just write me to private messages and we can talk anytime. I will be happy. So there, it will be more about some buzzwords and general perspective. So like mainly I work on cluster algebras and different perspectives on integrability in string theory, and in particular in Sabir-Whitten theory and topological string theory. And starting point, how I came into this field was my collaboration with Andrei Marshakov, Mikhail Berstein, and Pavlo Gavrilenko, with whom we worked on so-called correspondence between Panleva equations and 5D Nekrasov functions. So the basic idea is very simple, that some equations of Panleva type, bilinear equations, can be solved by Nekrasov functions, which is shown at the right bottom corner of this picture. But what is also interesting, that such kind of equations are also appearing in so-called cluster algebras, which is a field of mathematics which quite new, it's like 20 years old, and which appeared related to some problems in linear algebra and least theory. And it appears that in some natural way we can connect these three topics, so cluster algebras, bilinear equations, and Nekrasov functions. And also it's very natural to consider this in the framework of topological string theory due to some different reasons, which I will not explain now, but I will be happy to explain in private communications. What I'm doing mainly is some dimers, counting of dimers dimer models, statistical dimer models, relation between these dimers and box counting in topological string theory, also some equations for Sabir-Whitten theory and some nice formulas related to WKB computations there. I have some ideas to work in my time in perimeter, and these are my ideas. So it's related to algebra, about quantization of cluster algebras, toroidal algebras, and so-called instanton error matrices, about Hamiltonian reductions in cluster integrable systems. And this is already ongoing project, and I have some to tell, but it's not finished yet. I have some ideas related to double elliptic integrable systems and geometry, underlying geometry behind these systems. And this is related to six-dimensional supersymmetric gauge theories. Also some new ideas about Sabir-Whitten prepotential and wall crossing. And I'm very much interested in some string theory explanation of algebraic and integrability phenomena which we observed before. So thank you for attention, and please ask questions or write me to Slack.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any question first in the room?
If you could explain a little bit, what was the dimer model that you mentioned?
This is a very simple and exactly solvable model of statistical physics initially. So it was introduced in the 50s, and the underlying combinatorics is following. You have some lattice or just general bipartite graph, so that you have black and white vertices, and black vertices only connected to white ones, and white vertices are connected only to black vertices. And dimer configuration is configuration of edges of this lattice, such configuration that at any vertex you have only one inciding edge from this collection. So on screen you can see typical bipartite lattice and also dimer configuration of it. And it appeared in 2000s that somehow these models appear in different contexts in string theory, and particular context in which I'm using them is that you can easily observe, this is just exercise, that counting of three-dimensional boxes inside of the corner can be mapped onto counting of boxes, onto the counting of dimer models on hexagonal lattice with particular boundary conditions. This is just thing to think about. And during my PhD researches, I've been generalizing this correspondence to some other box countings related to topological string theory and topological vertex formalism there.
Can I ask what's the size of the lattice in string theory, or are
What's the size of the lattice in string theory?
Infinite. Like in my context, you have to consider infinite lattice and take some thermodynamic limit properly.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the question.
Any question?